VW Mobile.
KN4 VWA.
Go into Lowe's and you find everything you're looking for immediately, and you can just turn around and walk out, pay for it, walk out. That's a nice experience.
Not most, but a lot of the time when I go into Home Depot or Lowe's, it's out of stock, or we're waiting on it to come in, or they haven't pulled it from the very top shelves to restock it onto the racks yet.
Plus, the heavy-duty tools like an axe or a go-devil or a shovel or all that stuff used to be at the door that divided the inside Lowe's from the garden outside Lowe's, and they moved it to the garden outside Lowe's, and I was looking for a front yard shut-off valve handle for the water, to turn the water off, because I got a leaky water cut-off valve upstairs, so I just shut the whole water off, and they moved everything. And I found somebody. I said, "Where's that? Where are those things, those tools that cut off your water?" She knew exactly what I was talking about, took me right to them. So that was a good experience.
Now, you do know that they shuffle things around. The theory behind that is if you're trying to find something, you're going to be walking around and you might find something else you might want.
I know. The longer the statistics are, the longer you're in there, the more you buy. But that don't work with me. That works with a lot of people, but that doesn't work with me.
Either. Yep. So anyhow, the meeting last night went real good. We got 5 new members, all of them under 45 years old. They're younger people. 2 of them, new pilots. So, hey, it's looking up.
3 from existing fields around here, or did they come in from out of town?
Well, like I said, 2 of them are new pilots, and so they're just fresh newbies. And the 3, I asked if they came from up at Campobello, and they said, no, don't think so. They live more down towards Greenville and towards Greer and Spartanburg. So, hey, I'm encouraged. Maybe this thing won't die out after all.
But it might be the result of Ariel's teaching, too, because Ariel teaches RC flying now, out at Foothills.
For high school kids. These are definitely not high school kids.
Oh, I didn't know it was limited to a section of the society. I thought anybody could learn.
Oh, okay. Well, no, my impression was from the emails that it was high school kids mainly. So, anyhow, there was a few other little items that were, you know, just formalities that we voted on. And, the officers will remain the same rack of same schedule of officers. They agreed to stay on. Let's see, what else? And the dues are due in January. So I said, I'm going to write you a check right now. I'm going to pay my dues right now. I'll be the first. And Larry looked at me and said, no, I'm sorry. Bill there next to you just paid a little while ago. So I guess I'm second one to pay the dues.
I don't remember how I paid mine last time. I think you can pay them online, right?
I've never done that. I don't remember. So I honestly cannot give you an intelligent answer on that, Dave.
I can look at a year ago when I paid mine and see how I did it. I don't quite remember how I did it, but I guess it's that time of year.
3 bags full. So, hey, how did the Briars meeting go last night?
We took care of all the business right up front, and then he went right into battery technologies and the different kinds of battery technologies and what the situations are that you would use in each one of them, and then charging capabilities and how those chargers work versus other chargers, and then generators and being able to put your generator on your house wiring instead of having to run jumper cables all throughout the house when the generator comes on, which was very interesting for me because I'm one of those that stretches a dozen jumper cables out throughout the house when I start my generator up. So that was a really, really good meeting for me.
So did they say to just put it right straight into the power panel on a breaker?
No, that you can put an oven connector adjacent to the power panel, and you have to write your consign sheet that says turn off, you know, the things that are too much power for your generator, like the air conditioning unit, the stove, the water heater. Turn all those circuit breakers off. They're already off because the power is off. But pull your main circuit breaker, then turn off all those heavy-duty things, and then have your plug wired so that it goes to the rest of that, goes to that same circuit. And then you just build a jumper cable, a single jumper cable that goes from your generator, and it's a 240 volt. So you need to be able to get 240 volts off of your generator, and then plug that into the same like an oven plug that you bought that you put adjacent to your circuit breaker.
That's exactly the way I do it, you know, with that plug. However, I don't know if you know it or not, but the insurance companies, if something happens and the power comes back on and you blow that generator and it catches fire, or it starts a fire in the house, and they can prove that you're back, it's called back feeding, if they can prove that you were doing that, they will not honor the claim on your house.
I don't call you. You didn't take that?
Scam call, and it's gone, baby.
Need a consign, you know, that you, it's a SOP, standard operating procedure, laminated sheet. This is pull the main at the top. Pull the main circuit breaker. Now it doesn't matter when the power comes back on. But, yeah, that needs to be your first thing. Then your second thing is I'll turn off all the circuit breakers for the high energy consumption, things that would break your generator. And then plug in your jumper cable with your generator outside. Anyway, I'm backing it in the driveway. I got to go fix this leak. And then I can get back to getting up leaves. Man, this retirement, it's a lot of work to be retired.
Happy Dave. Good for you. Have a good day, Ben. I hope everything goes fine with the leak, and I'll talk to you a little bit later. K and 4, VWA clear.
W4 DJW clear.
Farm 2 Tango, mobile.